Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm Rob Eddy. Starting with the news that Newcastle boss Steve Bruce says it is morally wrong for football to continue amid increasing coronavirus outbreaks. The Magpies were the first team to have a Premier League match postponed this season, but more than 60 games in England have been called off, while Aston Villa and Derby are also having to field under-23 teams in the FA Cup this weekend. And Bruce feels that maybe football should postpone activities. He said, financially, it's right to play on, but for me, morally, it's probably wrong. I understand people want to see a game of football, but we are just as vulnerable as everybody else. The speed which it hit our club within hours of each other, it was quite incredible how it rips through you. It's difficult to contain and stop, and it leaves people sick. Newcastle captain Jamal Lascelles contracted COVID-19 but could return to face Arsenal in the FA Cup on Saturday, although winger Alan Saint-Maximin has still not recovered from the virus. And asked about whether sides should feel weakened teams because of positive cases, Bruce said, "It devalues the FA Cup. We understand we are playing 7 games in January after 7 in December and the season has been squashed and there is no room for anything else. But to play weakened teams or youth teams, is that the way round it? Not for me." Elsewhere and on the transfer front, Bruce admits that Newcastle, along with the rest of the Premier League clubs, are unlikely to make many, if any at all, moves in this ongoing transfer window due to the financial impact of the coronavirus pandemic. United's head coach believes that most Premier League clubs will not be spending on permanent deals in this window and may be looking more to the loan market. Bruce said, "Look, I've spoken to many head coaches and managers. I can't see there being much of a transfer window. I would think maybe 1 or 2 loans. Already in the first week, we haven't seen anything, have we? Man United have bought a young one. We're hemorrhaging money at the moment, so we've just got to batten down the hatches. And if anything can help us, then we'll try. But I wouldn't expect a big flurry, that's for sure." And finally for the bulletin, there is at least one new arrival at St James's Park, with the Magpies having announced the signing of Jay Turner Cook, a young midfielder who arrives from North East rival Sunderland. The 17-year-old joins from the Mackham's under-23 setup and looks to go straight into the Newcastle Academy. The statement read, "Newcastle United have completed the signing of young attacking midfielder Jay Turner Cook. The 17-year-old joins the club's academy from Sunderland, where he previously featured for the Black Cats under-18 and under-23 sides. Turner Cook has signed a deal at Little Benton until summer 2023. That's all for now. We'll have more later.